Thanks for talking with me today, Shalene Gerbig from Zarda Egg Research in Fuller. I understand that there's a very important GrainSafe trailer coming to the region here in March. Can you tell me why it is so important to bring the Be GrainSafe trailer to the region?
As most people that drive down the highways can see, in the farmyards, there's humongous bins being built every year. And the larger the bin that you have, the harder it is to keep grain in condition. And when grain goes out of condition, that's when you have crusting and clumping along the side of the bin. Now, farmers are notorious for, I'm going to fix it myself, but grain bins are one of the most dangerous places on the farm. It is a confined area, so there are certain safety precautions you should be taking, and grain entrapment can happen so quickly. And it doesn't take much. Grain up to your knees, and you cannot self-rescue. You need help.
Wow. I understand you've been advocating to bring this trailer here for an amount of time. How long has it taken?
Well, I started trying to get the trailer here in 2019, and it looks solid, and then it's for the whole Prairie provinces, so it takes a while. You kind of get on a list, and you have to wait your turn.
As it tours around, it's going to have 2 days up here in the Peace region, is what I understand.
Yes, we are taking the opportunity to train local firefighters in the Peace region on how to deal with grain entrapment situations. And on the second day in the afternoon, we are having an open house, so anyone that is interested can attend and see the grain trailer in action and learn about the dangers and risks of grain entrapment on the farm. One thing I want to point out is that most farms are remote, and it could be a significant amount of time before first responders can get there. So having the farmers aware of the risks and things they can do to prevent it is huge.
And you said firefighters are going to be using it for training to help people get out of being grain entrapped in trailers and grain bins. Do you know how many are coming for it and like how far the spread is around the region?
We have invited all the fire departments in the Peace region to send people who are interested. So I believe there's some coming from Dawson Creek.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I'm not sure how many other. We're just kind of waiting for final numbers at this point. My hope is that we can train 50 firefighters on this trailer in the weekend. That's the maximum we can handle.
Oh, okay. And then you're saying that producers can come out and see it being done.
Live demonstration and lots of opportunity to ask questions and converse with the people that run the trailer. And yeah, we're hoping that they take advantage of this opportunity. It could save their lives.
Exactly. Why is it so important to be safe around grain bins and grain trailers?
Grain entrapment can happen in a matter of seconds. All it takes is someone who needs to walk across the top of the grain in the bin. If there's a void underneath, they could be trapped. And once you're buried up to your knees in grain, you can't self-rescue. You can't dig yourself out or pull yourself out. You're going to need help. So it doesn't take much.
When is it coming to the region?
The open house will be March 20th from 1 to 3 at the Smoky River Fire Hall in Falaire. And anyone that's interested in training needs to contact their local fire department and get on the list.
Did you have anything else that you'd like to add?
I just hope that we get lots of people out to view this. I think it's very important.
It is important for producers and even firefighters to know about the risks and how to get someone out.
Yes. The other thing is, it's not just producers. The open house is for if anyone that's interested. So that includes the industry representatives from the different businesses as well. More information can be found on our website, www.sarda.ca.
Thank you so much for talking with me about the Be GrainSafe trailer coming to the Peace and Smoky region coming up here in March. Thank you, Shalene.